Brown Girls Table Talk is now on YouTube.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Erica L. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Girl Table Talk.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being on Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your girl, Erica L. I have the pleasure with me to be with Samantha today. Samantha, can you introduce yourself formally and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Erica. Thank you for having me. My name is Samantha DeLoach. And foremost, I am a pharmacist, but I enjoy modeling. So recently I changed my name to The Modeling Pharmacist.
Okay.
And so I've been really embarking on a lot of entrepreneur pursuits. Mm-hmm. So not only do I do modeling, but I also have a recent credit restoration business that I opened up.
Okay.
That I'm dealing with helping people get financial literacy and to just try to start generational wealth. And just getting more understanding about how their money and credit can work for them.
Okay.
I also have been doing coaching. I've had a lot of people who've been coming up to me and like, wow, you're doing a lot of different things.
Right.
And, you know, even today I had someone ask me about how to become a public speaker,
wow,
a motivational speaker.
Okay.
So I'm going to help them. So I said, you know what? You could technically be getting paid to do those type of things.
Exactly.
You're helping them with modeling, you're helping them with speaking, and even about pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to add coaching to it. So
that's
those
good.
Are the four things that I'm doing right now.
So you have pharmacists.
Pharmacists, yes.
By profession.
Yes.
Then you have modeling by passion.
Yes, definitely.
You have coaching,
yes,
which is also a passion.
Yes, it is.
And credit restoration,
yes,
which is also profession, but also passion.
Yes, correct.
Good. That's
a lot of hats.
All wrapped in one.
Yes.
So I will tell you, Samantha is from
Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. As well as me. We both went to Claflin University.
Yes.
We're alumni, and she,
yes,
is also a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority.
Yes.
Incorporated.
Yes,
absolutely. So that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So when I first met you, mm-hmm, I had no idea that I actually went to school with your sister.
Right?
I'm like, oh my God. So mm-hmm, yeah, never knew. Thank you for inviting me to Charlotte. I am happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. I'm super excited.
So yes, we're just going to kind of dig into this thing.
Sure.
One thing is that I was interested about your story. It's like, how did you come to that decision that you want to make that transition in your life?
Wow.
Like, as far as doing what you're passionate about.
Gotcha. I think I've always been the person to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always had passions inside, especially modeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never trusted myself.
Mm-hmm.
I let what people say, or you know, what they thought of me,
mm-hmm,
keep me in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I finally, in my 30s, finally just got liberated and just felt like, you know what, you only have one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make the decisions that are going to make you happy at the
Absolutely.
End of the day. And so I had to just let go of what my family was saying, or what, you know, friends, or what naysayers were saying.
Right.
And just kind of do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what you can really accomplish until you try it. So I said, you know what, I enjoy modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to be consistent.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep, you know, just keep hitting it, keep doing what I can. And so it just kind of kept spiraling, you
right.
know, with the motivational speaking. I was already kind of speaking a little
right.
bit in church and stuff. But it was like, you know, why not do it in the community?
Right.
So I've already gotten, you know, speaking engagements for the end of this month as well as next month. And it's just, you have to just put yourself out there. I think that's the biggest
thing. So you're continuously growing.
Continuously growing.
So with the pharmacy side, do you spend mm-hmm. half of your time modeling and the other half as a pharmacist?
I think pharmacy still takes the majority of my time right now.
Really?
Because I work full time.
Okay.
You know, Monday through Friday, but I have made a commitment this year to do at least one photo shoot a month.
Okay.
And for the month of January, I've already done two photo shoots, and I'm actually going to do another one on
wow.
Monday. So,
well, so you've had three photo shoots?
Yeah, three photo shoots in the month of January.
Okay.
So I think I start just making goals for myself
mm-hmm.
and just try to stretch myself and just see what
mm-hmm.
I can do. So I definitely still.
So do you just get bookings? People are calling you, say, hey, we want to do a photo shoot with you. We have
not
some.
Not yet, but
okay.
I hope it gets to that. But what I do, I follow on my casting page
okay.
on Instagram, and I just try to, you know, follow different modeling pages and
mm-hmm.
just be on the lookout.
So are you on a part of 1-800 Casting Call?
I am. I don't use that as often.
Okay.
I think more now, I say more on Instagram. It's a page I follow called CTM Casting. It's
okay.
a young lady named Candace, the model, so I follow
mm-hmm.
her. And she puts up different casting things, so I follow her. And just different casting
right.
pages in general, I will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I see a flyer or something, I'll screenshot it,
right.
save it. And then
Absolutely.
I just go ahead and put myself out there. So,
well, that's
yeah.
good. I'm glad. I think the key word is that like you said, putting yourself out there, taking that leap of faith, jumping, some people say jumping off the bridge or actually jumping off the mountain, and you're soaring, you're doing
thank
it.
Thank you.
I think that's, I commend you for that because, for one, a lot of people can't, you know, that some people say, I can't live out my dream. So if someone was to come to you and say, I don't really see myself living out my dream, what would you share with them, like advice-wise? Okay.
Well, I would tell them first, you have to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, sometimes, I don't necessarily like the phrase, but fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, sometimes you just got to go ahead and just see yourself doing whatever it is, you know, write a vision board, write a, you know, a plan of action, and also follow people who are doing what you want.
Right.
And try to, you know, network and get a mentor, you know, try to put yourself in that positive space so that you will see that it is attainable. So definitely you want to get away from the naysayers, get away from people who are not accomplishing anything, but you know, you want to use social media, you want to use the internet, use the resources we have and look up, do your work, research it, and just find out in your area who's doing what you want. And can you meet up with them for lunch? Can you meet up for a talk? You know, try to, you know, make strides and make an action plan to try to get whatever it is accomplished. It's definitely doable, but you have to change your mindset, because a person who thinks they can't do it won't do it. But if a person thinks they can, then they're going to find every way to make it happen. So I would definitely try to tell them to renew their mind and get some self-help books or just things that encourage them, because they definitely have to change their mindset, because instead of seeing opportunities, they're seeing obstacles. And so they got to change that mindset so they can see that, hey, I can actually do this. I can break it into small pieces, but I can make it happen.
So what were some of the stumbling blocks that you felt like you experienced overall?
Well, I know for modeling, I felt like I was too old. I felt like I had missed, really, I did, because a lot of models, they start out in their teenage years, early 20s. So I was like, gosh, I'm not a size zero. You know, I'm in my 30s. You know, I missed my window of opportunity. So I had to shake that. Like, what God has for you is for you. So don't worry about the timing, you know. He can make something happen overnight if need be. So I had to change my mindset about my age and about my size, just get healthy. So I started exercising more and trying to be more fit. You know, if I say I want to model, I need to, you know, look like I can model. So I said I had to change, you know, how I was taking care of myself and just kind of let go of that negative stuff. And then again, I couldn't wait for opportunities to come. I had to, you know, go out to casting calls and get involved, try to find an agency, and you know, try to, again, put myself out there, follow pages that are putting up different things. And I also had to get used to no. Sometimes you don't get the yeses. You go out for castings, you go out for things.
You might get 20 no's before you get that
one. Yes. So I had to be okay with it and not take it personal, because I was taking it personal if I got no or if I didn't get a call back. And I just had to say, no, it doesn't matter. You know, the more experience you get, the better you're going to get.
So what about family-wise? I'm pretty sure your family was really supportive of, like, oh, well, you want to, or some family members don't know what we're really passionate about because we keep it quiet. I know that's my experience. Sometimes I keep things quiet and no one really knows what I'm really passionate about until later down the line. Like, I'm doing it. It's like, well, I didn't even know you were interested in that. So,
well, my family, they were definitely supportive. I don't think they thought that I was as serious about it as I was until I really started hitting it and started really having my, you know, pictures for my photo shoots and stuff. And then I ain't gonna lie, my mom thought that I was content with pharmacy. So she, you know, it wasn't that she was against the modeling, but she just felt like, you know, I had a home, I was, you know, a pharmacist, that I'd already had enough success. So she thought I was content, but I wasn't. So when I started expressing, like, you know, I'm just kind of bored, or I want more, I think it did kind of catch off guard at first. But yeah, my family, for the most part, they are definitely supportive. And I think the more I do stuff, they begin to see that, wow, you know, she's really making it happen. So I think I'm surprising them with my actual action,
right?
Because we got to talk about stuff and we say what we want it, but we have to actually be willing to put in the action and work.
So, I think once they saw the action, saw you really moving, it was like, okay, she really serious about this. They probably say, oh, she's so beautiful. That they don't think you're beautiful already,
but they saw me in a different light.
Saw you in a different light. That's the amazing thing. So let's transition a little bit about what the coaching and actually why I'm even here today. I'm here with you today. Actually, pre-recorded some of your, you did a vision board. Can you share with us what you actually did and why I'm here? You know, it's like, oh, this is amazing. I am glad I was in your presence in the moment, meeting all these wonderful group of women, full of empowerment and empowering each other and just pouring into each other. I think that I'm just like thank God that I was actually here.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, it's funny. A lady, you know, Tracy, she goes to my church, and she has this nonprofit called Healing Vine.
Okay.
And she talked about it last
Tracy
year.
Tracy is wonderful, by the way. Yes, Healing Vines is amazing. I'm here now at the location, and it is wonderful. It's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to supporting her.
Yes, she you know, told me she wanted me to come and speak, but I didn't want to just come. I wanted to have something to say when I came, and so I said, you know, January, a new year, why not do a vision board? Why not talk about, you know, making things happen? A lot of people, you know, year after year have the same goals, same dreams, nothing happens, nothing changes. And I said, wow, you know, I really want to talk about that and encourage people, but I didn't just want to just have everybody sit down and get a bunch of magazines and cut with no direction. I want to give the history. I want to talk about what was a vision board, how that's a way of collecting visual representations of your dreams and goals, and about being intentional about mapping your future, about trying to manifest those things that are not present in your life so that they can come. So that's what I want to do, just give them the background, encourage them, tell them about how to focus, you know, follow one course into success, and how to just map out, and just how to really make smart goals, and you know, make sure they're sustainable and attainable, and that they're realistic and timely and, you know, measurable, all those things. I want to just give them those tools so that they can be like, wow, I can do this.
Right.
Like, I want to plan and create things for my future and really be, you know, intentional. And so, I mean, I told her about it. She was like, yeah, great, come. And so, you know, I enjoyed it. Like, to me, it didn't feel like work.
Right.
Just felt like I was just encouraging women. And we've already even talked about me coming back, you know, in a couple of months to kind of follow up with the girls, to
visit,
to make them accountable, to see, you know, what marks or where are you at in the progress towards accomplishing these goals.
Well, I do appreciate it, because I actually started my vision board. I'm going to take the rest of my supplies and I'm going to take it home.
Yes.
And I have a vision board. Don't get me wrong. I have one already, but I need to update it.
Yes.
Because it's not that my vision is changed.
Yes.
I, some things that need to be enhanced, or some things that may not be taken away, or need to be added, because one thing is for sure, that change is always constant, right?
Yes.
Then the second thing is that, you know, it's important that once you go down one road, you find that it did not quite work out.
Right.
Let's try it in another aspect. Let's go down a different way.
Right.
So I really, that's one thing that I grasped from today's vision board. And I do thank you again for inviting
me. You're welcome. I'm glad you're able to make
it. So that's pretty much what you're doing as far as like with your encouragement and empowering women.
Yes.
And actually, do you focus on women, or do you find yourself going to be in other arenas with talking with children, or even elderly, or even men?
I really see myself being able to speak to any crowd. I don't want to just, you know, focus or exclude anybody. I feel like if there's a message that needs to be brought, I can bring it, you know. So I right now have been focusing on women, and even, you know, the end of this month and in February, I will be talking to high school as well as college students, again, trying to help encourage those, you know, young minds, and, you know, help them with pharmacy. Those are the main things that I'm coming talking healthcare wise. But I definitely feel I can cover, you know, any topics.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be gender specific. It doesn't have to be a certain age group. I feel like that a message can come to anyone, you know. So as long as I have, you know, enough time to prepare and I have a topic I can bring, then
I'm gonna find a way to get you to Raleigh.
I would love to. I have a sister that lives in Raleigh.
Okay.
So that'd be great. I would love. I'm
visit family and
thank you.
I'm absolutely gonna find a way.
I would love
This is a very good topic, because I'm also in transition with financially obtaining certain things as far as small business loans.
Wow.
I'm interested in commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So share with me about the credit
restoration. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, well, I work with a company called Financial Educational Services, and the flagship is credit restoration. But the key thing is, once your credit has been restored, we want to help you build.
Okay.
Many people have dreams about buying homes, buying cars, and they just don't really understand the importance of financial literacy, because it's not taught. So one of the legs of our program, we go into high schools and elementary schools and talk to children and encourage them and teach them about financial responsibility, about how to balance a checkbook, and, you know, what does it mean about credit. A lot of times credit has a bad stigma.
Right.
But credit's not a bad word, but you have to know how to properly use that credit. And the sad part is, we don't have the education. So a lot of people get credit cards, they max them out, they buy things that they shouldn't with it, they're carrying over balances. So it's a lot of things that we don't know. So the key thing is, We want to help dispute any negative items on your credit report. Mm-hmm. And then once we get your credit restored to the level that you want, mm-hmm. we want to help you build it. So we have a secured credit card that we can have people get. A lot of people rent. Your mm-hmm. rent, your bad rent goes into your credit report, but your good rent history doesn't.
Right.
So with TransUnion, we're able to report 2 years of credit history. If you're paying your credit, not your credit, you're paying your rent on time, mm-hmm. you can, you know, report that credit history from your paying your rent and allow that to help build your credit. Mm-hmm. So we want to help build the credit, we want to help restore it. We want to help you pay down debt. We have a program called Zero Debt. So, you know, you put in what you owe and mm-hmm. take what you make and try to build a plan for you, customized for you, to help you pay off your debt.
Right.
We have something called an identity lockbox where we can literally protect, you know, your birth certificate, your social security card, different crucial documents for you and your family. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about taking a physical document with you, but you have access to it. So there's a lot of services that we have in addition to just a credit restoration.
Right.
Then we give opportunities for people who want to make extra money while getting their credit restored. So we allow opportunities for you to become a consultant.
So what's ideally like, you know, say for example, I'm at my wit's end mm-hmm. and I'm saying, okay, I'm filing for bankruptcy because I don't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
How could your credit restoration program assist someone feeling like they're completely in this hole where they can't get out unless they start off?
Well, you know what? I like to tell them, you're at a great spot, because a lot of times mm-hmm. when we hit rock bottom, there's mm-hmm. no other way but to go up.
Right.
So I tell them, don't feel despair. I would definitely tell them, don't file bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. I would say you would definitely need to enroll, and you would need to get with our credit debt mm-hmm. payoff, because literally you put in everything you owe, and we take what you have right now and devise a plan for you and tell you how many years, how many months, what you need to pay to get that down. And then I would possibly also encourage them to become an actual agent or a consultant. Mm-hmm. That way they can make extra money while they're trying to get their credit restored and you know, literally help them build it that way. So it may take a little time, but I would encourage them to not give up. Mm-hmm. Again, let these tools that we already have in our program that's already been shown to work, and let that help you pay off your debt. Mm-hmm. And then if needing extra income is important to help with paying off that debt, I would encourage them to sign up to be an agent as well. That way they could tag team it while you're getting your credit restored and making mm-hmm. money. And you could be a perfect customer
Absolutely.
Example because you're showing like, look, this is where I started, this is how bad it was. And with the help of this company and with me working, I was able to restore it.
Right, absolutely. So what are some, what's usually the ideal turnaround that someone can see if they're consistent? They start out with you, you're writing out the plan, and they're consistent with you. When do you usually start seeing the changes?
In the credit?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, usually we tell people on average that you need to do it for 4 to 6 months, mm-hmm. you know, at least. And this depends on if you're trying to make a major purchase or not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everyone's situation is different. So on average, I would say anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, it could take them a year. And because mm-hmm. you have access to all these programs, mm-hmm. you can even, I forgot to mention earlier, you can get a will and trust, you know, drawn up. We have literal lawyers that help you get a legal document, because many people don't have that.
Right.
They're like, oh, I'm not wealthy, I don't need a will. Mm-hmm. But you do. If you have family, you need
something. I feel like if you have something, if it's just jewelry, you have something.
You need something that way, we, you know, we don't like to think about death, but it's going to happen to all of us.
Right.
So you need to have a way to be able to disperse your items or have your wishes granted after you transition. So yeah, definitely. Some people literally stay on it for the benefits of having those other items that they can, you know, utilize by being a protection plan member, because that's what we like to call it. It's a membership.
Right.
It's not a contract. So you can join or stop whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't obligate you, but we just feel like once you get involved and see the benefit of the services, you'd want to stay involved.
Okay.
But on average, I would say about 6 months. Just depends on how much stuff is on your credit. You know, some people's credit.
So it's more individualized.
It's individualized, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, some people may need 2 years, some may need a year, some may need only 6 months, you know. But
so what do you do to become an agent, a consultant?
Wow, that's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
The actual plan is about $100 more than it would be just to be a protection plan member. But literally, you would just sign up, and you would have either a phone interview, or you would actually come in, because we like to try to kind of critique and see. We don't, everybody can't be an agent.
Right.
You have to be, you know, coachable, have motivation, you know, be self-motivated,
mm-hmm.
and be friendly, and have good communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have to just, you know, talk or meet with me or someone else who's already an agent to just make sure that you are able to handle the responsibility of being an agent.
Right.
You're dealing with people's credit. You know, you're dealing with, you know, important information.
And that's their livelihood.
That's their livelihood. So you have to take it serious, be responsible, and show that you have what it takes to mm-hmm. act in honor. So after you, you know, show them that you have what it takes, then yeah, you know, you sign up and literally it's almost immediate. You have access to your own website, your own back office. Mm-hmm. And we literally give you the tools to have you up and running. And you can be your own, we call you a franchisee. You have your own franchise of the mm-hmm. business.
Wow.
And you can start hitting the ground running immediately.
The ground running, wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I will put in this quick disclaimer. If any, if our live listeners out there, you're hearing a few background noises or whatever, it's okay because
yes.
we are in the house. So I just want y'all to know that
yes.
this is not a house of where everyone's quiet or what
yes.
have you. This is a house of transformation and transition. So a lot of these ladies are here just getting fed. They're
yes.
they're cleaning. They're doing different
yes.
things
yes.
that, you know, they continue to build on positive and their success as they transition to wherever
yes.
they need to be.
Yes.
And I'm just like, once again, I'm happy to be here. So if you hear any background noise, please forgive us
yes.
In advance. But I'm glad to be in the house.
I know, right?
You
exactly.
know, it doesn't matter to me.
Exactly.
The noise
exactly.
is fine.
That's right.
But I just wanted to throw that out there real quick because some
yeah.
people are like, oh, I hear noise in the background.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
whatever. But
yes.
this is why we're here.
Exactly.
You know, it's really, really a pleasure to be here with
thank
you again once
it.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
I do thank you for taking the time out to be a part of Brown Girl Table Talk.
Yes.
I just, in closing, we do have a segment that we call We Didn't Make This Ish Up.
Okay.
So, meaning that, like, say you come to me and you're like, oh, Erica, I can't believe it. You won't believe what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something, a quick moment in your life that you just like, oh, man, I didn't even make this up, no matter what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Not to put you on the spot, but
yeah,
just one cool moment, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this just happened.
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of something that...
It could be anything.
Anything. I can't make this stuff up. Cause my mom's trying to go back to work because I'm at work so much. But what could I? Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think. Well, this may not be the most highlighted thing, but
mm-hmm.
I was trying.
And does it have to be?
Yeah, I was going to say. I got
just a moment that you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this has happened.
Okay.
And when you tell the story about, like, for real, I didn't make this up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was
up.
Trying to avoid traffic to get to work for being late and got in a wreck on the way to get to work. That happened October of last year. So
really?
Yeah, it was like I saw the traffic really bad on the interstate, and I'm like, oh, let me make a U-turn and let me go the opposite way so that I won't be in the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And literally got in a wreck trying to avoid the traffic. So, yeah.
It wasn't a bad accident.
Yeah, well, the car got totaled, but you know, I was fine.
Was fine.
So yeah,
yes.
So that was just like, of all that, I could have just stayed in traffic and got to work late anyway instead of trying to avoid it and ended up
right.
not getting to work. So that might not be the best example, but I couldn't make that up. That really
you couldn't make that up. No,
yeah,
and that's the whole point.
Very stressful that
yes,
I got
yes.
to work. But you know, I didn't let that stop me. I said I got a new car. I got the car I wanted. I should say that.
See, hey,
yeah,
hey,
so,
it's not all bad.
Yeah, not all bad. I got the car I wanted, and I think that just kind of let me know how precious life is, and
right?
Kind of helped push me to just like keep going. You know,
put things into perspective, and that's the whole point of this segment.
Mm-hmm.
The segment is because a lot of times people don't realize the ish that we go through, right?
Yes, behind the scenes.
And it could be any kind of
yeah,
ish.
Exactly.
You know, it could be good, it could be bad, it could
mm-hmm.
be indifferent.
Yeah.
The whole point of the matter is that that's your story, that's your truth, you
yes.
stand in it, you were able to be liberated from it,
yes.
you were able to receive the car that you wanted,
yes.
and at the same time, you've been a blessing to someone else by sharing your story.
Yeah, well,
you
thank
know?
You. That's a good way to look at it.
Exactly. So again,
wow.
we do appreciate you having us on. Can you
thank
tell
you.
Us how we can find you, how
sure.
we can reach out to you,
yes.
anything?
Okay, well, my website is www.samanthadeloach.com, so you can
mm-hmm.
definitely find me on my website. My social media, Facebook, I have a Samantha DeLoach Modeling Pharmacist page. I also have a Samantha DeLoach Credit Repair Services page.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram, I have an at Modeling Pharmacist all together
mm-hmm.
and an at Samantha DeLoach. And how to spell my, I'll spell out my first and last name so in case that might need to be spelled.
Right.
S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A,
mm-hmm.
last name D as in Doug, E as in Egg, L-O-A-C-H. E as in egg, so Samantha Deloach. But if you go to my website,
right,
www.samanthadeloach.com.
And we'll include all this information as well to all our listeners, as well as our, we're now on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And also to our YouTubers that are, thank you for subscribing to our channel. Again, this is Erica L. from Brown Girl Table Talk, and thank you for being with us,
thank
Samantha
Deloach. Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
And she is a model, a pharmacist slash coach slash just doing everything amazing, living her best life. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.
The same words, but thank you. This is great.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. If you're interested in being on Brown Girl Table Talk, please feel free to reach out to me on any social media outlet, or you can go to our website at bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, that's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you.